It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Good morning. The investigation of the London bombing plot has led to Germany now. Authorities are tracing an alleged plan to blow up transatlantic airliners. German investigators say at least one of the people detained in London made contact with a person in Hamburg, Germany. Email or telephone messages went to the same city that was a base for the 9/11 hijackers. And the messages went to a woman in Hamburg with links to those earlier hijackers. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Nesha Bahaji first became publicly known when German police raided her apartment in the middle of the night shortly after September 11th, 2001. Cordula Meyer, a reporter for Der Spiegel magazine, was there.
It was a very dramatic scene. She was all in her black chador, and she was carrying her baby covered in red silk, and she was led to the police to be interrogated.
That scene happened outside an apartment a few blocks from the infamous Marienstrasse 54, where many of the 9/11 hijackers lived. Nesha's husband, Saeed Bahaji, is wanted on charges of helping plan the attack. He lived at Marienstrasse 54 before he got married. A video taken at the Bahaji wedding several years ago shows, according to U.S. and German investigators, several 9/11 hijackers and Ramzi bin al-Shib, a suspected mastermind of the attackers, who's now in U.S. custody in an undisclosed country. Saeed Bahaji's whereabouts are unknown. Nesha, meanwhile, has moved into a quiet Hamburg suburb.
So, dann haben wir einmal die Scholle paniert.
A frozen food delivery service comes regularly to the neighborhood, serving especially the many older people here. Street cleaners do the rounds, although there are just a few leaves to brush off the tidy, narrow street. Katja Novca comforts her 4-year-old son, Max, who fell on a nettle plant. She's a neighbor of Bahaji. She says their children occasionally play together, although Bahaji stays inside a lot. Novca says Nesha Bahaji lives with her parents. She describes Nesha as the daughter and Saeed Bahaji as the man police are after.
Sometimes the police is here and ask the people about the daughter and the man, and it's sometimes... a little bit scared.
Lace curtains cover all the front windows at Bahaji's small white home on one end of an attached row. A woman answered a ring but didn't open the door. She asked to be left alone and said she'd call the police otherwise. Nesha Bahaji's lawyer says all reports of communication between his client and suspects in London are wrong. No official has said on the record exactly what is under investigation in Germany. The Interior Minister and others have only confirmed that some leads from London are being checked in Germany. Manfred Merck is deputy chief of the intelligence service in Hamburg. He wouldn't comment directly on the reports of London ties to Bahaji, but if they are true, he said, it doesn't mean the contact was about a planned operation.
It is not a, for us, it's not a, very... significant if some kind of contact, if you search 10 Muslims at Berlin or if you search 10 Muslims or London, and you can search them by random if they come from the more radical scenes, you will find contacts between them. You see what I mean? It's a network.
Officials here think that network includes Saeed Bahaji, who they believe is in Pakistan. But watching his wife may not be the way to find him. Her lawyer says earlier this year she told Saeed she wanted nothing more to do with him. German and U.S. officials certainly do. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hamburg.